Begin transmission.
Well, it is 1930 UTC, the time at which the Dubious Goals Committee always begins. My name is Tobe. I am the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee, and I just realized that the reason that I cannot see very well right now is because I left my glasses in the car. So let's go out to the garage. Open the car. Yep, here they are. Oh, grab my glasses. Put them on. And now we can go back in the house. Oh, yeah. Okay, got my glasses on. And I can sit back down here and watch the game that is now going to halftime. Yay, just in time. This is not good. The truth is, and this is why my glasses were in the car, I just got back from the hardware store. I knew this game was on. What am I watching? I'm watching Red Star, of course. Red Star Belgrade, one of my favorite teams of all time. I even have one of my computers named Red Star Belgrade. It's Ravena Zvezda. Mm. And I'm drinking tea now, iced tea. Mm-hmm. Because I was outside in the heat. As I mentioned, I just got back from the hardware store and I bought a 6 foot long mahogany 1x2, which I will cut in half and make into guitar necks. And you know, when did I leave? Was that an hour ago? I got up kind of early today, and I wanted to do some stuff, outside, but it's super windy. We finally get a fairly nice day. It's in the mid-70s or a little bit warmer. It's about, 24 degrees Celsius, maybe 25. Yeah, but it's super windy. Super duper windy. So I thought, you know, before I do anything, I'm going to run to the hardware store, buy that board, and get a socket to use as a slide. Well, the bad news was that my board was no longer on sale. So my $5 board became a $7.50 board, but that's okay. And the other bad news is that all the sockets were on sale and they'd all been picked through. And so there was very few left on the shelf. And I looked and I looked and I looked and I looked and no, I could not find a single thing that I could, you know, use. Pippa, what are you doing? For some reason, Pippa really likes this bag that my guitar parts are in. And she takes to chew on it. And look, see, there's kitty teeth marks all over there. Why are you chewing on the bag? Because you're a crazy cat. Yeah, so it's crazy kitty day. As well, apparently. I am enjoying this tea, though. Hmm. Yeah. While I was at the hardware store, I was looking at shiny metal things, too. Looking for stuff that I could use as a bridge, or a nut, or both. And I found some really interesting stuff that was just the right length and everything. What was that called? Something keystock. Square keystock. But the funny thing is at this point, I don't know what size I need. Bonk, as he smacks the microphone. I don't know what size I need, and so I'm going to wait. I will remember that that stuff is there. And I'll go back. I'll make a separate trip once I really know what it is I need to be doing here. What do you think about that, Bangins? Yeah, my cat is, I don't know, being kind of obnoxious. Yeah, so here we are at halftime of the Zvezda Zvezda game, and they are down. They are down 4-0 at the half. Yeah, it's a good thing we don't have any money on this. Oh. And that reminds me, there's other games on, but they're on the other channels. They're on the Espanol channels. Well, one of them's 94, 99, 98? I don't know. So yeah, that's what I'm doing. I'm waiting to watch football as always. Here's one on 76. What game do they have? Same game, just in Spanish. And then on that channel, in a little bit, in an hour and a half, they have the Inter Milan game. Okay. I'm happy. Oh, and guess what else is on? Pride and Prejudice and Zombies. See, if it was just Pride and Prejudice, I'd watch it, but no. Okay, what's on Galavision? Lokomotiv Moscow. Okay. And then what's their second game? Oh, Brugge. Yeah, all right. So I got a Brugge game, or a Bruges game, if you are a French-speaking Belgian. And I think I know one who might be listening at this time. And I appreciate that. Thanks for tuning in once again, X1, all the way from Belgium. All right, so what am I doing? Where am I at? What's the cat doing? The cat just went into the bathroom with a crazy look on her face. And I'm drinking tea. So good. In other news, my tree trimmers have rescheduled the date to trim my trees. They're now going to trim them November 15th. Okay, because remember, this was originally supposed to happen on what, like September 4th, then they canceled because two of their guys were sick. And apparently there's only two guys in the entire company, and so they couldn't do anything. And they had to reschedule for a month later, October 1st. But they, what's the word I'm looking for, the polite word, they chickened out. Because it was a little bit drizzly, and they said, oh, no, we can't because lightning. There was no lightning. And so now they're coming November 15th. Yeah, well, we'll see if they show up. I don't have any confidence in them, but do I really need to? I don't know. I'm pretty sure I could probably find somebody else to trim my trees in the meantime. So, yeah. I don't know what to tell you. No, I don't. No, my air conditioner just went on. Okay, well, that should tell us something. What is that telling us? That's telling us, well, that it has gotten warmer. Yeah, just yesterday, my house was down to 66 degrees Fahrenheit. It has now hit 74 inside my house. Hence the air conditioner coming on. Good tea. And I've got some other good news. I'm going to Jim and Jenny's tonight. Woohoo! What does that mean? Well, as you know, one of my favorite places to eat is a local Greek restaurant that is very close to me. Right here in my neighborhood. Jim and Jenny's Greek Village. It is, in fact, a Greek restaurant. I talk about it all the time. You know the place I mean. And I'm pretty excited about that. Because it also means, and I forgot to mention this yesterday, that my dad is out of the hospital. And my dad is fine. And he will go back into the hospital in a month and a half to have his gallbladder removed. Maybe I should have my gallbladder removed too. I don't even know what they're for. Why do I need an old French bladder? No, that different kind of gall. Yes, so I'm going to Jim and Jenny's tonight. Yay! And I'm going to have souvlaki. I'm going to have the souvlaki sandwich, which is a skewer of marinated pork medallions served on a pita with tzatziki sauce. Lots of it. I love the sauce. The sauce. It's so delicious. That reminds me, I've got to remember to take my dairy pills, just in case. So it looks like this game is starting back up, and look at this. These guys are already on the attack. Red Star Belgrade is still down by 4. Oh, no. That's not good. And what's Pippa doing? Well, she just decided to get up here on the... Hi, kitty. On the futon. You gonna have a kitty nap while we watch the game? Yeah, if I stop talking, Kitty's looking at me with that face. That I'm trying to get some sleep face, and you're being obnoxious. That's a good kitty. Yay, it's souvlaki day for me. I'm going to have souvlaki in 5 hours and 20 minutes from right now. Well, actually, it'll be a little bit longer than that. I'll be walking in the restaurant in 5 hours and 20 minutes. And then, you know, we'll sit there for a minute and we'll order, so it'll probably take 10 minutes or a little bit less, depending on how many people are there. But they're really fast at Jim and Jenny's. So I will be actually eating souvlaki in about 5.5 hours. Oh, yes. I'm extremely excited about that. All right, so anyway, I guess Pippa doesn't want to listen to me talk, so she's... Oh, no, she's interested in the wind. The wind is blowing like crazy, so she's going to look out the window and see what's going on. And that reminds me, what else do I need to do today? Well, I need to work on some cigar box guitars. I mean, I got this neck material, and I specifically bought a board that was a little bit bowed. And you might be thinking, well, why would you do that? Why not get a straight one? Well, because when you put, you know, once I put some guitar strings on here and have them under tension, they will pull on that neck. And so having a bowed neck, you know, as long as the bow of the neck counteracts the tension of the strings, then the neck will straighten out under the tension. So that's what I need to do. I need to, one, look at this, and I need to start marking up this board. Got to, you know, write, make sure I realize what's going to be the front, what's going to be the back. I need to cut the thing in half. Can I do that by myself? Can I risk doing that? Maybe. I've got a back saw. And I have a miter box somewhere. I think it's buried under a bunch of stuff. I really should find it. But I don't really have anything to clamp the miter box to, so what good does this do me? Do I really want to use a miter box, or do I just want to randomly cut it? I think I just want to randomly cut it, just because, you know, why do we need to have straight cuts? Why do we need to have 90-degree angles? Why bother? So I think that's what I'll do today. I think I'll try to cut this thing in half, and then it says it's sanded smooth. It says finished lumber. You know, it says sanded smooth. Yeah, but sanded to what? To what grit? To what smoothness? So I might spend some time sanding, And then I got to mark it up and put some lines on it. You know, the nut goes here. Then I'll draw in the fret lines, and I'll draw in where the bridge mount needs to be, and et cetera, et cetera. And maybe I'll cut up some cigar boxes today as well. I'm wondering if I should do this a little bit differently than I did this first one. No, I think I'll just do it the same way. The big question is whether or not I should take the lid off the box before working on it. Does it really help me any? It's more work, that's for sure. And will I be able to get the hinges back in? You see, because I got to take the hinges off, but the hinges aren't like screwed or nailed on. They're just sort of forced in. They have little cleats. They're crimped in. And so it's like, that might be kind of a real pain to deal with. So I'm thinking, no, maybe we'll just leave it the way it is. That's kind of the plan. Maybe that will remain the plan. Yeah, I think that's going to remain the plan here. All right, speaking of cigar box guitars, maybe we should get this one out. Oh, I haven't done any playing today yet, and I've been up for 2 hours now. That's some kind of blasphemy. But I was busy. Oh, and I still got to go to the other store. Maybe I'll do that tonight. I gotta go get paper goods. I gotta get some tissue, facial tissue, some butt tissue, and I need to get a bowl. My plastic bowl that I've been eating out of for the last, 15 or more years, finally is broken enough that it's kind of a pain to use, and so I gotta buy a new bowl to eat food out of. Seems like there was something else I was going to get, but now I can't really remember what it was. Oh, I can't figure out how to hold this thing. No sleep till Brooklyn. Oh yeah, here's another favorite 80s chord progression. I cannot figure out how to hold this damn thing. Maybe I need to sit on the floor and not on the futon here. Alright, is this any better? Chord progression is that? Well, that's 99 Red Balloons. Not to mention a whole bunch of other songs. But basically, you know, it's in G. I can't sing in G, but 99 Red Balloons floating in the summer sky. Yeah, that was in English. I don't speak German. Nine, six,
Lugnut, Snuff, Monty, Captain Kirk, the best man as but a forward, the box the grand this Einstein, 99 plus plus the flesh gone blind.
Right. That's the beauty of cigar box guitar. Now remember, it's easy to play because everything you do is a chord. So, you know, it's open tuned. G, D, G, which is a G power chord, or a G5 as we like to call it. And so anywhere you put your glass slide over a fret line is a chord. So it's easy to make chords, and the first thing you need to learn is the standard everything progression, which is open. So just strum, do that for a while, and then put your slide on the 5th fret, then the 7th fret, and then back to open. And that's every song in the world. So what you need to learn is this. Sometimes there's variations. Sometimes it goes like this. Automatic music. It's so simple, it's not even stupid. It's somewhere before stupid. And of course, if you want to play Smoke on the Water, it's open, then 3, then 5, and then open, 3, 6, 5. Repeat. And then go 1, 0. Very simple, very easy to do. And it's so easy because you don't have to make little chord shapes with your hands. You don't have to do anything with your little fingers. You don't have to put your fingers on the strings. You just get a glass bottleneck or a slide of some kind. You put it on one finger and you can just play whatever chords you want. And suddenly you are Deep Purple. Or you can be 99 Red Balloons. Oh, and then there's this one. Which is 0, what are we doing there? Open, 3, then 10, then 5. And there's a related one too that's 0, is open, then 2, then 10, then 5. Thank you.
little T-Rex there. I'm having so much fun with this thing. It's just ridiculous. Everybody should have a cigar box guitar. They're so easy to play that it becomes fun because you can instantly play anything. Yeah, I'm still working on the Pink Panther. That's a tricky one to do because you gotta fly all over the place. It's back and forth, back and forth. Well, when I say tricky, I mean it takes about 4 more minutes to figure it out as opposed to just, you know, 1 minute for every other song in the world. Yep, it's just that easy. I highly recommend it. If you have never played a musical instrument before, and you've always thought, gee, I wish I could play guitar or something. I wish I could do something cool. Oh my God, Red Star just scored. All right. They're still down by 4, though. If you ever thought that you wanted to learn a musical instrument, but you always thought it would be too hard, or you tried to learn to play guitar, but it was way too complicated and all that jazz, you really need to look into the concept of cigar box guitar. It's made to be simple. And that's why it's so fun to play, because you can learn it in less than an hour and you can start having fun. And that's why my name is Tobe, and I'm the chairman of the Dubious Instruments Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC, right here on Anon Radio. I gotta go work on more stuff. I got necks and stuff to build, so I gotta get out of here. Bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes. Do you love it?